don't want to waste time in speeches, because I'm sure that most of you want to entertain with Abuna, the newest Abuna in Canada and in our church. For me, the first fruit that the Lord gave us as a fruit which are not worthy to have, that one of our sons has become now our brother. And one of your brothers has become now your father. And this is amazing, because simply, what is the top that the prime minister can give you? Think of it. He may be able to give you good work, good life, comfortable in the country, in the living here. What can the king give you? He can appoint you prime minister. He can appoint you whatever. He can deliver to you a check of 1 million, 2 millions, 10 millions. And this could be one day in your life, you will never forget that the prime minister or the king of, or the queen of England gave me 10 million sterling pound. All of that is nothing to be compared with what the priest gives us every single day. Liturgy. He doesn't give us such dollars or such gifts. He gives us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the dignity of the priest is something you cannot describe. You cannot contain. You cannot understand. These weak hands, this could be the sinful mouth, gives you the body of Jesus Christ on his hand to your mouth, saying, take, partake, this is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the dignity of priesthood. Yes, we grow and we see Abuna here and Abuna's here and Sayyidina here, but we don't recognize how ownership is this service. That's why we kiss the hands of Abuna, not because he is worthy to be kissed in his hands or for his hands to be kissed, but because he carries to me the highest gift, the gifts that can never anyone else in the whole world, neither on earth nor in heavens, may give me. That's why we honor our priests. And on the other hand, as the dignity of priesthood is very high, also the personality of the priest must be under the feet of all. That's why the church insists to call the priest to wash the feet of his congregation at least officially twice a year, on the Apostles' Feast and on Great Thursday, also during the Holy Week, to say the more you go down digging in the roots, the more I will give you dignity over and over, not only in the eyes of the congregation, but also in my own eyes. Wherever my servants Here I am. حيثما يكون خادمي هناك أكون أيضا. That's why we honor أبونا. We congratulate أبونا. Not because he became or has become a priest or أبونا or a father. Everyone he will say, oh father, pray for me. I want to confess so and so all the functions of the priesthood. But also because the service that he was now or as of now, as of his priesthood, responsible on is try to bring every soul in Jesus Christ. And this is the dangerous of the priesthood. The dangerous of the priesthood is that the priest is responsible, working hard, not only to teach or to preach or to visit or to speak or to hear the confession sacrament or practice all the sacraments of the church, but to work hard to let every soul in his congregation not to be lost, but to be one and to inherit the kingdom of heaven or to keep her or his place in heavens. This is the dangerous of the priesthood. One day I was with Amba Ruiz in a plane from place to place. And these days, most of the people in Canada was asking His Holiness Pope Shenouda to appoint him and anoint him as a bishop in Canada. And he escaped and refused. And then he was beside me and they said, Sayyidina, why? All of us want you to be with us. He said, it's written in the Doscolia that the bishop must work hard and will be asked in heavens about every soul. Imagine how can I guarantee to keep every soul in Canada from the east to the west, from the north to the south, to be in heaven? I cannot take this responsibility. And he refused and he insisted to stay a general bishop. This just to give you an idea how dangerous is the service of the priest or the bishop or the patriarch. About Abuna James, right away after his marriage with our beloved daughter Niveen, after I attended, I was blessed to have performance in Montreal on the day. A week or two after they came back from the short honeymoon, he said, Abuna, which class you will give me to serve? I said, oh, you are new married. Take your time. And you are moving from Montreal to Ottawa. He said, no, Abuna, I want to resume my service as fast as I can. And Niveen also wants that. And they started. And this gives us the spirit of the servant. When he wants to serve, he serves. Another point, maybe most of you know. One day, Sayyidina Pope Shenouda, may the Lord repose his pure soul in heavens, in a meeting in Boston, he said, I want a youth at least to be among the board of deacons in each church. And he said, don't wait for the election. Don't wait for the nomination. Just send me a letter. It was an announcement to everyone. Send me a letter saying we want this and his services and his ages, and I will admit him to the Board of Deacons automatically. For your knowledge, Abuna James was the first one to be not elected by the congregation, but selected by the youth whom he was serving. I didn't want to have the decision alone at the time, but I have a meeting with the youth group and asked them, please choose among you one to represent you in the board of deacons. And they selected Ehab Happy Mikhail. Immediately, I sent to His Holiness, and he admitted his name. And after that, in the second time, he was among the seven members of the board of deacons. This means that he was beloved in his service, enthusiastic in his service. Third, but not last for your time, I witness that Abuna James was one, I'm sorry to say, was one among the few servants that he was very regular, accurate, faithful, honest servants in his confession. And he used to catch me saying, Abuna, I want to confess. Not only him, but his children. That's why he taught his children to come to the church as early as possible. He was, until they started their service, so long he was here, he was one of the one or two or three people who used to come to the church early in the morning with his children. Now, as a priest, we may lose him as a deacon or as a servant, but I am sure that his church there will win him. I hope, Abuna, as much as you are honored, as much as you can benefit personally for your spiritual life. And the other advices would be between you and him, me, not in the under the eyes and the ears of these people. But I mean to say, the priesthood is a very, very important service. For us, it's the most important service in the church, because it starts and never ends. Simply, starts on earth and never ends in heavens. All the other people in their high ranks will end their service on earth at the moment of their departure from this world. But the priest and the faithful servant will continue his service even in heavens by praying for the others. That's why we ask the prayer of Pope Kyrillos VI, Pope Shenouda III, Abuna Pshoy Kamel, Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim, and so on. So they, because they still, their service is working for us, praying for ourselves and for our salvation in heavens. May the Lord keep priesthood for many years. This is my prayer for you. May the Lord put it in your ears and remember it. May the Lord keep your priesthood for many years to come and forever. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Fadalun salim. Amin and Leluya Duxa Patrick.
O King of Peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For yours is the power, the glory, the blessing, and the might forever. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. May the love of God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the communion and gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, and the peace of the Lord be with you.
Go in peace from the church to in peace in the basement downstairs. Don't leave, please. To have some sweets and have a good chance to meet with Abuna. Just before you leave, hello? Shh. Just before you leave, because Abuna James now is starting his priesthood, it's a new cross in his life. And don't laugh, it's a cross. It's a big cross. And as a sign of that, we would like, in your name, to give him in his hand a cross from your hands, so as every time he uses this cross, he remembers all of us in his prayers.